now, Mike FM presents MG Live with your host, Marie Griffith. Join Marie as she talks to professionals who share their insight on issues we all deal with in our very real world. And now, here's Marie.
Good morning, Montreal. Thank you for joining us on MG Live. I am Marie Griffith, TGIF, everybody. Yeah. And we have sunshine and even more news along the way. What can I say? So, DJ Jesse Jess, I've been listening to you all morning.
That's Danny. Yeah. He gave me that nickname back in the day, and it stuck for him.
Well, he knows how to baptize, trust me. All the best to Doris, who got the cold, you know, that's been going around. So she got the tail end of it, because we all went through that the last month or two. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Neil Sachs. He's our regular guest and expert from Toronto. And this Friday, he will be on at 10:30. Yeah, I know people are going, what? He's not on? No, he's on. He's our analyst. We're going to do our review of the week. We're going to talk about the royal wedding.
And I need my puns of the week. Even though I shake my head and it hurts my neck, I still need my puns.
Yes. and the royal birth. No news yet, on the baby? They're all waiting outside the Lido wing in London. So, I wasn't so nervous about my own births that we are about following the royal family. But anyway, it's fun, man. It's fun. We do too many serious things that get us down. This morning, we're going to have some fun. We're going to start off with jazz. We're going to start off with a young lady that represents everything and the whole mandate Mike FM is about. And it's about mixing cultures. It's about the fusion of cultures, not only physically, if my mom was Greek and my dad was Italian or whatever else. In this case, it's even more interesting than that. You know, Greek-Italian's boring now. There's so much of it. But we have some beautiful people walking around this city. And the origins, I always said, man, it's just the fusion of origins for me is c'est une richesse vraiment man-made, you know, and what a contribution. This young lady is also extremely talented. One of the few times I go out, I am going to see her show. I'm not going to waste any more time. And let's welcome Melina Suchan. Good day.
Good day to you.
My goodness. Okay, you know I'm going to do this. Your mom is?
My mom's Romanian.
And your father?
Chinese.
Hello. And they gave you a name that influenced them from which culture?
They gave me a name from the Greek culture.
Hello. Excuse me. It says it all, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, my dear Melina, I first spoke with your agent.
Yes.
She sent us your music. I was impressed.
Thank you.
Tell me a bit about your journey to become a jazz singer.
Well, you know, I actually started in the world of pop. I grew up in the pop world, although I actually started with classical music on the piano when I was a kid. But I always gravitated towards pop and singer-songwriters. I used to write my own music as well. Starting around 11, I started writing my songs. But then, the more I started performing in the city, the more people were requesting jazz, and the more I saw that people were responding very, very well to jazz. And I really fell in love with it, actually.
Where have you appeared in this city?
I've done a lot of shows around. All the live music venues, House of Jazz, Upstairs, Diazons, the Casino. I had a stint for 3 years at the Queen Elizabeth Hotel in their piano bar.
Oh, right.
Basically a little bit everywhere.
Oh, I wanted to see you at the piano bar. Did you do those things where you laid on the bar, on the piano?
I had to play the piano too.
Oh, you did.
So yes, I was playing piano and I was singing at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah.
You go, girl. Okay. Out of all the genres of music you've been through, what is your favorite?
Right now, I have to say, honestly, it's the jazz. I love the jazz. It's timeless. It's eternal. I feel like I can do this for the rest of my life. I feel like there's no shelf life to it. And people, there's a reason why these types of songs, these jazz standards last forever. They're just so, they really touch people.
Okay, you're actually having an album launch. Tell my audience about it.
Yes, so next week on Thursday, April 26th, I'm going to have an album launch, sans cassette cocktail thing with a live show at the House of Jazz in Montreal.
OK, écoute bien, là, mes beaux Québécois, là, je ne vous demande pas grand-chose dans la vie, mais je veux vous voir toutes là. On parle le 26 avril, c'est quel jour?
C'est jeudi.
OK, so jeudi, le 26 avril, à 17h, on part de nos bureaux, de nos usines, de nos magasins, puis on se retrouve toutes au House of Jazz. Il faut absolument... vive l'expérience d'être dans la même chambre que cette jeune fille. You have an aura.
Oh, thank you.
No, you do. You have an aura. Well, look at the cultures you come from. Hello. But you do. You have a fabulous
thank
aura.
You.
You just have a jazz style.
Jazz found me.
Okay.
You know, I have to say, jazz found me, and I feel at home in it.
Alrighty. Yeah. Jessica, we have a song, The Young Lady. Is this from your new album? What are we playing?
Yes.
What's it called?
The Look of Love.
Oh.
The Look of Love.
The original The Look of Love?
It's been done by several people, including Diana Krall, which is one of the most famous ones. Diana Krall's a big influence on me, actually, as along with Michael Bublé and Etta James, Ella Fitzgerald,
Ray Charles. Yeah, okay.
All the greats. The album's called The Velvet Lounge, by the way.
The Velvet Lounge.
And the concept of this show is exactly what you would consider when you hear that sound. It's going to be a sultry event, you know, completely... The whole atmosphere is going to really bring you in. There's going to be a lot of that sultry, velvety sound, you know, bossa novas, ballads, blues, all the good stuff.
Okay. Have you ever touched upon some of the legends, the Edith Piafs and
yes.
the Billie Holidays? Have you
actually,
done some?
One song on the album is La Vie en Rose, which was done by Edith Piaf.
I love it.
So I hope you enjoy it. Come pick up a copy.
I love it. You know, of course, she became famous for the song At Last.
Oh, Etta James.
And one of the things I always got upset about when President Obama was inaugurated, is they brought Beyonce to sing her song.
Oh, well.
And she came out to the press, and she gave a press release. And she said, like, really? It's my song? You have the original artist here, but you didn't invite me?
Right.
And they did, like, the first dance as president and first lady to Beyonce's version. And that always stuck with me, also because we were, you know, we received the press release. But I thought, why would you do that?
I think they were trying to make a statement in some ways. I think they were also trying to get, you know, the younger generation.
Encourage the young.
Exactly. To embrace what the older generation did before.
Yeah. See, if I was his marketing or PR person, I would have said, Mr. President, look, you get
the original
to start. Let Beyonce come in or let Beyonce start. And then nice transition to the original voice at the age she is now also.
Right.
Maybe being brought on the stage accompanied by two hunky guys that I could interview later. Anyway, that's another story.
Yeah.
All right, Jess. Gee whiz. You know, it's Friday, for God's sake. Okay, we're going to go hear the song,
great.
All right?
Yeah.
And we're going to come back and speak with this fabulous jazz singer. For those of you that did not know this young lady, Mike FM is very proud to present her today. Ladies and gentlemen, Melina Suchan, absolutely fabulous. She's launching the album, The Velvet Lounge, at the House of Jazz, April 26th at 5 p.m. This young lady has a Romanian mother and a Chinese father. I am so proud of her. And, of course, a Greek name, it goes without saying. But I'm so proud of her because I've seen your evolution. Je vais juste en parler un petit peu en français. Écoutez, cette jeune fille, depuis son adolescence, Melina Suchan, d'une mère roumaine, un père chinois, une Québécoise des plus belles, talentueuse, incroyable. Et elle se produit régulièrement en tant qu'auteur, compositrice, interprète et chanteuse, pianiste, jazz. Tu joues le piano?
Oui, depuis longtemps. Ben depuis l'âge de 4 ans.
Fait que tu joues le piano classique.
Oui, j'ai un bac en musique, en piano classique de McGill. Oui.
Mon Dieu. Non, écoutez, les petits gars, là, attachez bien vos tucs, parce qu'avec le multiculturalisme des belles jeunes filles de même au Québec, en tout cas, attache ta tuque, je te le dis. C'est rien que ça. Belle, talentueuse, jeune, tu rêves, tu réalises tes rêves. Tu as fait une évolution incroyable.
Merci, merci.
Je regarde devant moi, tu as commencé pop style.
Oui, très pop.
All right. Were you writing your own songs then too?
Yes, yes. Actually, my first two albums are all original material. And you can definitely see the evolution in my style as well. So I started off with my first album, City of Love, in a more electro indie pop style. My second album, Hold On, had more of a rock influence, a little bit of rock, blues, because I was, my producer was Sule, who's also a really great artist from the city, who you might
know.
Hello! Yeah, a guitarist, singer, songwriter. He was on La Voix in 2015. He's fabulous.
C'est marqué ici, La Voix Veloutée de Melina Suchan. Pas à peu près. Non, écoute bien, là. C'était-tu difficile? Parce que j'imagine le pop, c'est pas velouté, là.
No, that's it. Pop is attitude.
Yeah.
Pop is attitude. Jazz is subtle. Jazz is subtle and refined. You have to be controlled, you know?
Oh, I heard it on your song, honey. No, but if Diana Krall hears you do your version, hello.
That might be one of those situations where, you know, she might be like the Etta James of that song, for example, right? I wouldn't want to step on toes there, but that's a beautiful song, though. It was a pleasure to do that song.
Le nouvel album contient 13 des plus beaux standards du jazz. L'album met en valeur des chansons faisant partie de son répertoire d'interprétation, soit quelques-unes des chansons les plus connues de tous les temps interprétées par des grands artistes, donc, entre autres, Atlas de Etta James, Cry Me a River. I love that. Oh, que j'aime ça. Et Georgia on my mind.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Do you sing it as Georgia?
Georgia.
Okay, no, because sometimes I've seen artists who want to do a song a man did where he refers to a woman. Oh. They reverse the roles.
Oh, yeah, like Boy from Ipanema or something.
Voilà!
Like that.
T'as tout compris. But yeah. George on my mind doesn't work.
No.
My son's name is George. Doesn't work. Okay. Écoute, pour aller te voir, fille, ça nous coûte quoi?
Actually, they need to receive a VIP invitation from my team. So they would have to go to the website, my website, melinasuchan.com, and request an invitation.
Okay, écoutez bien, là, je vous donne les directives. Mm-hmm. J'appelle le nom Suchan, S-O-O, two O's, double O. So S-O-O-C-H-A-N, Suchan, S-O-O. C-H-A-N, Melina, on pense à Melina Mercury, tous les Québécois connaissent bien. So, Melina Souchan, S-O-O-C-H-A-N, S-O-O-Souchan, C-H-A-N, Melina Souchan, and .com.
That's right.
MelinaSouchan.com. Allez visiter maintenant si vous êtes capable, unless you're in your car. Don't touch anything. Just keep listening. So, MelinaSouchan.com. We're so proud to introduce this young lady. Écoutez, c'est un troisième album pour cette artiste montréalaise. Hey, je suis fière de dire que tu es montréalaise.
Oui, oui.
Je suis fière, man. I love it. Okay. Melina Souchan at the Velvet Lounge. Do we have another song? I don't have another song. You're going to send me your album.
Absolutely.
You have to send me your album.
No, I have more songs. I don't know which one you want me to play.
Go ahead.
I need a number.
Let's do number one.
Number one is called?
Number one, At Last.
You're doing At Last! Okay, Mrs. Obama, pay attention. This is who you should add there if you had a choice, actually. All right, let's hear it.
Smile and the space.
mesdames et messieurs, vous pouvez témoigner vous-même in real time au House of Jazz le 26 avril à 17h. Ce talent montréalais que, believe me honey, you have a chance to see her now. In a couple of years, maybe even sooner, I don't think you'll be able to get tickets to any of her shows. And I'll tell you something. Do you know the entertainer Janelle Monáe?
Yes.
Okay. I discovered Janelle Monáe maybe 10, 12 years ago. And about 3 years ago, she came to the Metropolis, and I took a friend of mine, and I said, we got to go see her, because you won't be able to see Janelle Monáe in another couple of years.
Yeah.
And sure enough,
oh.
Janelle Monáe is not coming with her band for no $12 to go.
Exactly. Mm.
And look where she is now, and she flew.
Actually, You predicted it.
You know, I knew she was going to be big. I'm a little disappointed with the way it turned out. I think it's gone to her head, and she's going through a moment now where she's trying to find her balance again. It'll happen. I mean, young girls get super famous. I can imagine the effect. Never happened to me, so I don't know. But do share it with us, because it will happen to you. And I hope you remember Mike FM.
Oh, I will, for sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, www.malinasuchan, say S-O-O-C-H-A-N, suchan.com, a jazz singer, a Montrealer, just a shining example of qu'est-ce qu'on peut faire à Montréal, et comment le multiculturalisme peut nous toucher. Because you're a training young lady, if I'm not mistaken, when you were a child, started on a classical note.
Right.
Like all good parents.
Yeah, exactly.
My daughter would do ballet and piano. No, my mother was the same. You're going to do piano and ballet.
I never got the chance to do ballet, though.
Actually, I did ballet and dropped the piano.
I
moved on with ballet, and I'm back at it now, but that's another story. C'est pas,
nice.
Well, just to stay in shape.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, artists should always stay close to their craft.
Mm.
C'est important.
For sure.
Would you like to say anything before we sign off and play more of your music?
No, I just want to say that I've always thought Montreal is a great city for live music. And, you know, as a musician, we always appreciate when people come out to shows. It takes an audience to do a show. Otherwise, it's just a rehearsal, right?
Est-ce que tu fais une chanson ou est-ce que tu as des plans de faire des chansons en français?
Mais oui, mais en fait, sur le CD, je fais une reprise de La vie en rose. C'est une chanson de Édith Piaf.
C'est vrai, tu nous as mentionné ça, oui.
Oui, c'est une des titres sur la album. Donc, c'est sûr que je fais des chansons en français, aussi en espagnol, en portugais.
Get out!
Mais oui. La plupart, c'est en anglais. Oui.
OK, listen, The Velvet Lounge is a good title for your album because, honey, it was as smooth as velvet.
Exactly. And that's the concept of the whole evening, too, at House of Jazz. If you haven't been to House of Jazz before, you're going to be blown away. And anyone who hasn't been there, just come and just let yourself be enveloped by the atmosphere.
Ben écoute, on vous attend tout au party, hein? Ça se passe le lancement de l'album le 26 avril prochain. Maison du Jazz de Montréal, je vais être à la porte, hein?
Oui.
So I'm checking everybody coming in. Young lady, I think your life is just starting with a lot of applause. And actually, we have some for you. Jessica's looking for it now. If I had 12,000 people in the studio, I'm sure they'd all be standing. But from all of us, our listeners, Montrealers in general, and Mike FM, thank you very much for taking the time.
Thank you so much for having me.
And in old terms, break a leg.
Thank you.
105.1 Mike FM.